Chuck Chat Freestyle, Dog Days of Podcasting for August 16, 2013, bonus edition, because I already did the Silicon Road, that give you a little few things that are on my mind lately that I wanted to get mentioned. We're about to head out to Green Bay to help celebrate Julie's birthday party. She turns 20 this year, actually turned 20 about 10 days ago, and she's just going to get together with some friends. She likes to celebrate at this little park up in Green Bay called Bay Beach. It's a little amusement park. Although it's got a decent roller coaster now, so maybe it's not so little after all. We've been taking her there since she was like 2-3 years old and just having a good time. So there's kiddie rides, there's big kids rides, there's a nice Ferris wheel, a whole bunch of other stuff that we're going to have a cookout. She made a cake. She's doing a piñata. She made her own piñata. That's pretty innovative and has a lot of go get them for that stuff. I think I mentioned we're going to Dragon Con, and if you want to share calendars, my magic number on the Dragon Con app is, tonight's winning lotto numbers are, 746-951. If anybody wants to share calendars, I'd be happy to do that as well. Share it with me, 746-951. Look forward to seeing you there. If I don't see you, well, at least maybe I'll know where to find you. I don't know if I mentioned this also, but I'm also the volunteer audio guy at church when we have our services in the park, which is kitty corner from the church. In the summer, we have our services outdoors at the 9:15, because there's three services every morning, 8 o'clock, 9:15, and 10:30. The 9:15 is in the park when weather permits, and there's not another event like Art in the Park was about 2-3 weeks ago. They changed the audio up a little bit. We used to have a VLZ 1402 Mackie mixer. Similar, actually, it was the exact same thing that I had about two generations ago. I think I got that one from Victor Cahiao. And so I knew the mixer really well. We have a snake, so we can run the mixer from far away and a couple of amps. But they changed things up this year. They went with more of an integrated unit, a Yamaha thing, where there's the two amps, and in the back of the amp is the mixer that you pop out, and in the back of the other amp is the cables to run it. So all we really need is mics and some XLR cables and the snake, which is, it's a little simpler than it was last year. Unfortunately, when we first started trying this out about a month ago, yeah, it was a cool summer. Weather didn't cooperate, whatever it was. We really didn't get a good start until well into July. Couldn't get the left amp wasn't producing any audio. We tried different cables, nothing. Finally, I discovered that it is a special quarter-inch jack to quarter-inch jack that only this thing particularly likes. You can't just go get any old 30-footer. And it only comes in about 12-foot lengths, and it's probably overpriced as well. So Don, one of the guys at church, put on a new audio, a quarter-inch connector on the end of it, and got it working. So we finally get this thing working perfectly last week with both amps producing audio, blah, blah, blah. And we've got 1 week left, which would be this weekend. So I'm doing that one as well. But it's nice to have everything working, and I created a little audio diagram map for them should they want to use this thing for other occasions, or we forget how to do it next summer. I won't forget, but I might not be around. Who knows? A couple of answers to people on their Dog Days of Podcasting podcasts. I should have written more of these down because I listen to your podcasts, and I go, oh, yeah, I can answer that. Clinton, you were mentioning kiddie rides outside of the stores. I got a little funny story about when Julie was real little. I think she was like 3 or 4. And we used to take her to Walmart, and they had some of these rides, you know, the fire truck or the milk truck. Or I think Dino from the Flintstones was in there for a while. They'd rotate him in and out. And for a quarter, you can sit down there, and it just rattles back and forth for about, I don't know, 2-3 minutes, and the kids love it. Well, this is appropriate because we're celebrating Julie's birthday. She was like 3 or 4 years old at her birthday, opened up a card from grandma, and out fell like $2 or $3. And this sweet little red-haired girl goes, money! And we wanted to know if she knew what money was, so we said, what can you do with money? And in the sweetest little voice, she says, ride Dino? So she knew money was good for a free ride, not a free ride, but a fun time. That's what money will get you. Fun. You can't buy love, but you can buy some fun. So maybe we're gonna take some money and we're gonna go ride rides again. Kyle, I have to crack up because Sunday night we were doing Technorama Live and he recorded Mad Marv's notebook right in the middle of Technorama. I could hear myself talking in the background. And unfortunately, Kyle, if you want to, play against each other, you weren't listening to me. And I had to go back and listen to your podcast again because I wasn't listening to you. I was listening to how I sounded because I wanted to know if it was, I had enough energy in the voice and whatnot for the show. Because I noticed that we start out strong and then I'll often, kind of fade off and start talking in not monotone, but just it tends to level off, especially if we're going through a discussion. And I do this on work presentations all the time. So much like you're studying Toastmasters and how to give speeches and presentations and whatnot, I'm always analyzing and trying to find out ways to improve as well. So it's not that I didn't listen to you. It's that I listened to you later. But I thought that was funny that he was recording right in the middle of Technorama. So keep it up, buddy. Enjoying everybody's Dog Days podcasts. And I will talk with you later. 101.